Well, let's start with basketball this morning. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter says her team is thrilled to be playing in late March, and the Hawkeyes host Colorado tonight in the third round of the WNIT.
We want to win. We want to keep going. I don't care who our opponent is. We're having fun with this. We're enjoying it. Let's just keep getting better. We're such a young team that every second that we're on the floor right now in a competitive mode is so much, you know, it means so much for the future.
Iowa's 19-13 on the season, and Bluter says Colorado is much better than their 17-15 record.
They beat Oregon by 10 points less than a month ago, and Oregon's now in the Sweet 16. You know, they won at California. They beat Kentucky. They have some really significant wins on their schedule. So we know that's possible. We know that they're a very good team. But again, I think my team is ready to roll.
Bluter says the Hawkeyes must handle a variety of pressure defenses from Colorado.
Within their press and within their half court, they trap a lot. So we're going to have to be ready for that. And then in their player to player, they're just very aggressive on ball, very active on ball with great ball pressure. So those are the things that I feel like that they're really good at.
That third round women's NIT matchup tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll have for you here on the radio, 7 o'clock tip time from Iowa City. Men's college basketball yesterday in tournament play, NIT round 3 action saw Cal State Bakersfield defeat Texas Arlington 80-76, and Central Florida knocked off Illinois 68-58. Bakersfield and Central Florida both advanced to the NIT Final Four. Also in CIT second round action last night, Texas State beat Idaho 64-55, and in the men's CBI tournament in round 3, it was Coastal Carolina advancing with an 89-78 win over Illinois Chicago, and Wyoming knocked off Utah Valley 74-68. NCAA men's basketball tournament continues tonight as they get back into action with the second weekend of play. It's the Sweet 16 round of the tournament tonight. And in the West region tonight at the SAP Center at San Jose, it'll be West Virginia facing Gonzaga in Game 1. That game tips at 6:39 Central Time tonight. That'll be followed by Xavier facing off against Arizona. Also in the Midwest region tonight at the Sprint Center in the Midwest region semifinals, Michigan will play Oregon in the opener tonight. That game at 6:09 this evening Central Time. That'll be followed by Purdue facing Kansas in the late contest. Duke freshman Jason Tatum, Florida State guard Dwayne Bacon, and Louisville guard Donovan Mitchell, they've all announced that they intend to give up their remaining college eligibility to enter the NBA draft. None of the three has hired an agent. Tatum was second on the Blue Devils in scoring and rebounding, averaging almost 17 points and over 7 rebounds a game. Bacon averaged 17 points and was a second-team All-ACC selection. Mitchell scored a team-high 15.6 points a game for the Cardinals this season. Also planning to leave early, Wake Forest sophomore forward John Collins, Syracuse Tyler Lydon, and California sophomore forward Ivan Rabb. Collins will not hire an agent, thus keeping open the option of returning to school for his junior season. Well, Mike Rhodes has been introduced as the new men's basketball coach at VCU, where he was a popular assistant under former coach Shaka Smart. Rhodes returns to Richmond after posting a 47-52 record as the head coach at Rice, including a 23-win season this year. He replaces Will Wade, who stepped down on Tuesday to become the head coach at LSU. Kentucky has signed men's basketball coach John Calipari and football coach Mark Stoops to 2-year contract extensions. The deals theoretically keep Calipari as its men's basketball coach through 2024 and Stoops with the football program through 2022. Calipari has the Wildcats in the NCAA Sweet 16 once again. Stoops guided the Wildcats to a 7-6 finish in their first bowl game since the 2010 season. Former Alabama receiver Antonio A.C. Carter has filed a fraud suit against Florida Atlantic, coach Lane Kiffin, and the state of Florida. The lawsuit accuses Kiffin and the school of offering him a job to get him to help sign a coveted prospect and then going back on repeated assurances that the job was his. That suit was filed Tuesday in Shelby County Court and says Carter believes Kiffin and other coaches knew that he and his family had a personal relationship with the prospect. It says he later was told the two minor misdemeanor charges disqualified him. Well, the United States has won the World Baseball Classic for the first time in four tries. Marcus Stroman was named the tournament MVP after carrying a no-hitter into the seventh inning to lead the Americans to an 8-0 rout of Puerto Rico in the title game at Los Angeles last night. Stroman allowed just three balls past the infield until Angel Pagan's double in the left field corner, leading off the seventh. The Toronto Blue Jays hurler silenced a Puerto Rican club that had outscored the opposition 55-26 while winning its first seven games of the tournament. Ian Kinsler slammed a two-run homer to get the U.S. offense moving. A former Major League pitcher, manager, and general manager, Dallas Green, has died at the age of 82 after being in poor health for several years. Green guided the 1980 Phillies to the franchise's first World Series title and later managed the New York Yankees and the Mets. He was the general manager and president of the Cubs after leaving the Phillies following the 1981 season. He was with the Cubs when they captured the 1984 National League East title, the team's first postseason berth in 39 years. The 6'5" Green was 20-22 as a pitcher for the Phillies, the Senators, and the Mets from 1960 to 67. Barry Bonds is back in spring training camp with the San Francisco Giants as he spends a week working on hitting with the team's minor leaguers. Once the Giants break camp, Bonds will be a special advisor to Giants CEO Larry Baer. Bonds was let go by the Miami Marlins last fall after one season as the team's hitting coach. The seven-time MVP played 15 seasons with the Giants and hit 762 career homers from 1986 through 2007. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have picked Carlos Martinez to start on opening night against the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny told Martinez about the choice before he pitched Wednesday in an exhibition game against Washington. The Cardinals will host the National League Central rival Cubs on April 2nd. Adam Wainwright had started the past four openers for the Cardinals. Matheny said Wainwright took the news well about Martinez getting the assignment this year. The 25-year-old Martinez was an All-Star in 2015. He went 16-9 with a 3.04 ERA last season. Well, Blake Bolden's first Drake Relays as its director will not have any major changes. The native of Osceola was hired last fall as the 12th director of the event. He replaced Brian Brown, who spent 11 years in that position.
I think the hardest challenge is just replacing Brian Brown. I don't think anybody could come in and pretend that that would be an easy job. Brian did an extraordinary job while he in his tenure and has left an outstanding legacy.
Bolden says the field is rounding into shape. The pole vault returns to Capitol Square and the Grand Blue Mile returns downtown.
How I feel about the timeline and where we're at with 4 weeks to go, or just more than 4 weeks to go, that depends on the moment in the day. But I think we're well prepared. We have a fantastic team with our operations in place. And as we all knew, the demand for the from the world's best athletes and their athlete representatives is extraordinary. So I'm confident that we'll put together one of the best track meets in the world this year.
Bolden says the Saturday session this year will receive national television exposure.
We will return as a part of the USATF Championship Series in 2017, including a two-hour broadcast on NBCSN on Saturday afternoon. And in-stadium events will be streamed on USATF.TV. And for the first time in 3 years, the elite sections of the Grand Blue Mile will be live streamed on USATF.TV.
Bolden says one change in the schedule this year is the addition of high school boys and girls 400-meter hurdles to the Drake Relays. The relays are set for April 26th through the 29th in Des Moines. In racing news, NASCAR has suspended the crew chiefs for Brad Keselowski and Kevin Harvick for violations discovered following Sunday's Monster Energy race at Phoenix Raceway. Keselowski's car failed post-race inspection, leading NASCAR to suspend crew chief Paul Wolf for three races and fine him $65,000, while docking Team Penske 35 driver and owner points. Harvick crew chief Rodney Childers was suspended for one race and fined $25,000, while Stuart Haas Racing Team was docked 10 driver and 10 team owner points for an illegal track bar mount and supports. Let's look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.